Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Happy Tuesday. Yeah. We want to send a shout out to Brittany Merlot. Brittany not able to join us today, but she'll be back with us tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Yep. It's warmer today.
Yes. It is warm. It is warmer. And we'll take that.
But our snow is going away.
That part is a little bit tough for some out there, I'm sure. We are looking forward to getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got that one coming up for you. Carton of eggs is so expensive. How expensive is it? We'll get into that a little bit later. The average person, how many photos do they have on their phone? Why was that so difficult? Photos on their phone.
It's a lot of P's.
A little bit of a tongue twister out there. And when you pop your P's, you got to worry about that. That's all coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, got a bunch of entertainment news. And we got some local entertainment to talk about as well. All of that coming up. And we'll also be getting into people who don't watch TV say they do these things instead.
Ooh, I'll be listening to that part.
Should be good. Should be a fun part. But we're actually going to start the way we like to around here with our listeners. And I believe, Melissa, you might have seen this already, but we got a message from our friend Tyler. Tyler's been messaging us for years. He's been sending us great...
He sends postcards. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
As a side note, we'll take all the postcards you got, everybody. We love postcards. They're fantastic.
But his are special because he puts them on cardboard from like six packs of IPA beer, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Go Tyler.
It works really good. We keep these. We have our wall of thanks that is right behind me. And we put these right up there with the rest of Tyler's messages. And I'm just going to read this right from him. Hi, Pam. Greetings from IPA land. Please pass this along to your early morning radio troopers. My suggestion for an introduction song to Wednesday's Wicked Awesome Word of the Week that I find apropos. Nicely done, Tyler. Nicely done. So, How to Have Fun with Words by Neil Young, or maybe a subject for Seth's excellent Sunday evening show, Seth Faces the Music. Thanks, Tyler. thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, if you're curious, growing up, heard a lot of Neil Young. I was not familiar with this one, so I'm going to play a little bit of the song that Tyler suggested in Words here. Here we go. Not bad. A little like a lot of Neil Young songs. A little, I don't want to say downy or downer, but a little.
It's a ballad. It's a ballad. It's not a beat.
Now, it did get me thinking, though. I did come across this one that I think we might try to use. This is from an artist, C. James, Words That We Said. I'm going to play a little of this. A little bit more morning-y, you know, a little more morning-like.
Yeah, it's still a ballad.
It's still a ballad, though. It's still, but I will say, I came across a website. This is called, let me get this right, Chasic.com, C-H-A-S-I-C, Chasic.com. And what it is, if you want to look up a word, like similar songs finder is what it is.
Oh.
So I typed in words. And words as weapons, but Seether, Bo Durnham's words, like just all kinds of songs came up with words in it. This is amazing. I have never seen this website before.
I wonder if Seth knows about this website.
We're bookmarking it. Tell you that right now. We're bookmarking this one. Because I don't know. I think that this just opens up so many options for us.
It does, but all because of Tyler.
Yes.
Our listeners are the best.
They really are. And a shout out to you, Tyler. Thank you for that. We are going to Of course, it is Phil's segment. It is our friends at Quality Plus Printing segment. Mm-hmm. So if they want a theme song, we're going to let Phil pick it up. We'll give him some options. We'll give him some options and everything. We'll help make that happen. We love having intro music to segments. Mm-hmm. It's just something we like doing around here. It's fun. And we love having sponsors for segments.
Absolutely.
Like we do as Phil Hartley and Quality Plus Printing sponsor that, and our friends at Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have our Pet of the Week coming up, our Kitchens Open segment. We've got all kinds of opportunities for you to be a part of the team here. Give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with Ashley and get you on the team.
Yeah.
This is a, I don't know, Melissa, if this is a great one or not, but I'm curious where people stand on this.
You sound apprehensive is what you sound.
I'm trying to think of how the angle I want to take on this one. And I do this to Melissa and Seth almost every day. I try to do it to myself a couple times a day as well, where I pull up a story that I have not pre-read. I don't know as much about. So I'm coming into it.
Which can be dangerous going on in radio.
God, it can. You know? I don't know why I do this, but an engineering...
You like to live on the edge, James.
An engineering conductor, an engineer conducting an inspection at a 200-year-old Scottish lighthouse discovered a message in a bottle dating back 132 years. So interesting. Ross Russell, a Northern Lighthouse Board mechanical engineer, removed some panels in a cupboard at a Coswell Lighthouse located at the northern tip of the gallows and spotted a bottle hidden inside the wall. Russell and his team used some rope and a broom handle to fish out the bottle of its finding and looked inside. And that's what the team said. The cork was stuck in place and had to be carefully removed using a drill. Inside was a note dated September 4th, 1892, bearing the name of three engineers who had installed a light at the top of the 100-foot lighthouse, as well as the names of three lighthouse keepers.
Oh, cool.
It was like going back in time, he says.
Yeah, a time capsule. Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome.
The note reads, "The lantern was erected by James Wells, engineer, John Westwood Millwright, James Brody, engineer, Dave Scott Lober, and of the firm of James Milan and Son Engineers, Milan Houseworks." And it just so essentially that the workers that worked on it.
Yeah, they wanted to leave their names on the place in a way that would not be found for over 100 years. Wow, that is so cool.
It's a very cool story. It's really interesting. And it's just one of those things that it seems like we don't really do this kind of thing anymore. But, you know, every once in a while you come across something like this. We've covered a lot of these stories in the years that we've been doing the show together. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to bring this up to my dad. My dad and I have built and worked on... I could not even tell you how many houses. I genuinely don't have a number how many we've worked on over the years and everything, and especially here in Wisconsin. Why did we never think of this? Oh, that'd be awesome. Like, putting up some, there's a number of different home improvement jobs we did where we just tore down a wall and put up a new one. We could have put one of these bottles right in there.
You could have put something in the wall. I've seen where people actually sign the wall.
I think
we did that when we were remodeling my dad's house. So, you know, like my kitty handprints are somewhere inside the walls of that house.
My dad's too professional. He's too professional for this. He would never let me do it. I could tell you right now, he would never let me do it. I think that's kind of fun, though.
No, it is so awesome. And you know, in the time then... Maybe, you know, they were afraid that the records wouldn't be kept and it wouldn't, you know, give them the credit for having built that. So they did it in a way that came to light so many years later. And just that's so cool.
The credit, even late, is still worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, maybe those records remained, because that's one thing that I love about it. It's why I love Time Team, James. Because they dig through those old records and they read the accounts of what happened all those years ago. And I mean, they go back to 15th, 16th century with records and things. And it's so fascinating where we've... What we've achieved as humanity,
yes,
and where we've come from, and what we've done as people, and guess what? That says something about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the collective of us together. We have power. Our voice has power. We have the ability to imprint these things on the world. Just us little people.
Mm-hmm. And there, when you look at things and it seems daunting about standing up to someone or something like that, remember that they're just people too. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. You're standing up for yourself and for other people as well as against just other people. That's all they are, is people, regardless of money or power or any of these things.
Or position.
They're the same as us. Yeah. And they need a reminder of that from time to time, some of those people.
They do.
I don't know how to rank this list or what to label this list. Do you write on top of the paper before you start your 1 through 10 or whatever? But for me, this has got to be top 3, top 5 things I wish would happen to me that aren't that significant. It's a very badly titled list, but it's okay. I mean there's things that, you know, plenty of people, I want to hit the lottery or I want this or whatever. I'm talking about things that aren't that I'm talking about things that aren't that significant. They're like your secondary bucket list. Like if you can't get to the bucket list, or maybe you want to ease into the bucket list.
I want to hit all green lights on my way to work.
Yeah. I would love to come across one of these bottles building on a house and find one of these kind of things. It seems like it'd be just so fascinating. I will say I appreciated that they mentioned that they had to be very delicate getting out of there, because that's the biggest worry I would have.
Right, that it would break as you're trying to retrieve this place that's, you know, you can't get to.
Or it's you know,
a rope and a broom handle.
It's one of those movies where they pull the piece of paper out and it falls apart in their hands right as they're
crumbles,
about to. Oh yeah,
right?
Oh, that I feel like that's what would happen to me, and I couldn't handle that. Since we got to start our show with our great listeners, I thought let's end the opening segment and our opening monologue taking care of our listeners, entertaining our listeners. And if you've been listening to Midday Magazine, like we know you all do, we had the Grace Players on recently. And we are talking about their great play that they're going to be doing. It's time again for the annual Grace Dinner Theater. This year's production will wrap you up in laughter. It's How I Met Your Mummy. It'll be presented as Grace on Thursday, February 27th through Sunday, March 2nd. Tickets are on sale to Grace Lutheran Church over at 1531 Whitrock Avenue, right here in Rapids.
Nice.
The Saturday show is going to be catered dinner by Bread, Basil, Butter, and tickets for the show are $25, and they help them put a lot into the community and everything. It's a really fun production, and we want you to be able to go. Thanks to them, they gave us 4 tickets. I got them right here for you, everybody.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And if you want them, all you got to do is call up and give us one of your favorite plays, one of your favorite theater plays.
That's easy.
Yeah. We like to give this stuff away. I'm not trying to stump anybody here. We want to give them to you. And we want you to be able to go and support this theater, support people doing good work in our community. You can find out more at glcwr.org, glcwr.org. And if you want these tickets, call up and give us your favorite play. You can do it anytime in the next 2 hours.
That number is 715-424-2600.
Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We're looking forward to getting these tickets in your hands, everybody. Melissa and I will take a quick time out. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today. They're open for the week.
They are.
Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, everybody.
Yeah, I was trying to quick navigate to their Facebook page so I can see what specials they have.
They have some good ones lined up for you today.
Yeah. A Macahata Benedict? Ooh. A mix of chorizo and shredded carnita meat resting on a grilled English muffin. It's resting. So you better be quiet.
For now, it's resting.
Topped with poached eggs and drizzled with our signature ranchero cheese sauce. Served with fruit or potato.
Good stuff.
And a meat lover skillet. Like, you can't go wrong with those two options.
No, it's something for everybody over there, too. They really do have a unique and vast menu over there. Some great Facebook posts. This picture is just fantastic.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, I didn't even see that. It's Kim.
It's a great picture.
She's such a goofball, too. She's so much fun.
They are awesome over there. Visit our friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, support those who support this community. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Did you see their lunch, though, James? Italian combo.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Lasagna, chicken Alfredo, and spaghetti all on one plate.
Check it out for yourself, everybody. Get on over there today. Wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. And you know what is happening this week, James? On Friday, it's their two-year anniversary.
Wow.
At El Cafe.
Wow, really? Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, congrats. Hang on a second. That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
So we got to make sure to make a big deal of that on Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely will. We will definitely be doing that. And a big shout out to them and a big thank you to them as well. We go ahead and take a look at our list. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Let's go with one.
All right, gives us that qualifier. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our good friend, Marcus Jagger.
Happy birthday, Marcus.
Marcus, of course, our former boss around here with the Heart of Wisconsin Media.
Yeah.
Currently doing his thing along with the team over at W106.
Down in Adams.
Yeah. We say a good morning to all of our friends over there. Still very good friends with Marcus and our friends at Heart of Wisconsin Media, which is so nice. Like, it doesn't happen in business, let alone in radio. Usually it's kind of, we don't talk about that. Yeah, that's how radio used to be. Like, the audience didn't know that we used to be under different ownership or anything like that. I'm so thankful for real radio. I'm so thankful for the way we handle this medium now, at least the way we do here at WFHR. I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of the relationship we have with Heart of Wisconsin Media and everything. There's no reason we can't root for each other.
Absolutely. And I have to a big thank you to Marcus, because it's because of him that I got into radio. And obviously you too, James. But, you know, he was the owner of the company when I was hired. And then when Civic bought us out, he wanted to take me with him. But he said, no, you should probably take the offer from Civic. And I'm glad I did, because I'm really proud to be a part of this company.
That's interesting, because when we had the conversation with Marcus, he was the relief on his face when he knew he didn't have to work with me anymore. It was just really, no, I'm kidding. I want to send a similar shout out, because Marcus didn't give me a start in radio. He believed in me, and at a time that I wasn't sure about it myself, I was at a crossroads where I was looking to move to Connecticut. I was looking to, or Vermont. I was looking to move to Vermont. Out there, because there was the WPR, the National Broadcast Association over there was hiring. I was looking at the work. I would have never done very well there, what they're offering me in pay and how much it costs to live out there. But I was going to give it a shot. And I had a long conversation with Chuck about this guy who was interested in buying the station. And before it was official, Marcus and I had a deep conversation. I want to say it was the day before, the day after Christmas, somewhere around there. And got talking, and I don't know that I've ever talked to somebody in this business like the way Marcus approached this game, and still appreciate his approach to it, still love the way that he does, and appreciate him believing in us, believing in the station, giving us a new building, investing in us so much financially and emotionally. And it's because of all those things that we are in good hands with Civic Media, that we are, I think, and Marcus and I have talked about this, we're in the right place now. This is where WFHR has always been an information station, a talk station, so many things that Marcus necessarily wasn't, you know, looking to do. For lack of a better way to put it. And we understood that. He understood that. And man, did he get a good deal out of us. So, he's good. We're good. And we wish him a fantastic birthday and many, many, many more, sir. Many, many more.
Absolutely.
All right. Happy birthday to our qualifier, Lori Pagel Schultz.
Lori, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Lori, a Rapids native, and we appreciate getting these birthdays so much. Lori, we encourage you to brag to all your friends and family and anybody that you can see. Anybody. Mm-hmm. Brag to them all. We take a look at our celebrity list. James and Oliver Phelps are 39. May not know them, but you know, might know them from the Harry Potter movies. They are Fred and George's twin brothers.
Okay.
They did a pretty good they did a good job in those, by the way. Those two good actors. They did a good job. I don't know if there's many movies like the Harry Potter whole like franchise where I don't know that there was any bad acting. like any character.
Right. No, all of those kids did a fantastic job.
It really set the bar. Like, it's not to say that child actors haven't been doing this for a long time, going back to Shirley Temple, but that those Harry Potter movies, it was a difference maker.
It's a huge cast.
Yeah, yeah. Rashida Jones is 49. Parks and Recreations, The Office, Angie Tribeca. She is the daughter of legendary producer Quincy Jones, and a fantastic actor. I really like her. She's good. Chelsea Handler is 50.
Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler, great comedic writer, but also got a stand-up comedian, has had a couple of talk shows that she's done, and a very outspoken, I would say a modern, you know, just
what's the best way to word it?
Because I don't want to type her. I don't want to just mention another female stand-up comedian. You know, I think she's more than that. But she's definitely, you like her, you don't, one way or the other. I feel like she's a little kind of like on that way. But very very talented.
I mean, sold out shows. So
yeah,
and best-selling author.
Yep, she's got quite a few credits to her career. Sean Astin is 54. Bob on Stranger Things, Samwise in The Lord of the Rings, Mickey in The Goonies, and so many other great roles. Great actor. Has had a great career, and part of the reason why his career resurged, for one, Adam Sandler and him working together back in the day. That was
50 First Dates.
Yeah, yeah. It gave him a kind of another showed him in a different light. As an adult and everything, but certainly his other work, he's one of these guys, he didn't care necessarily how big the role was, he was going to take whatever role he could get, and obviously
he
playing
was in
Rudy.
Encino Man.
That's right, yeah, that's another one where doing those kind of movies really gave him a chance. Let's see here. Carrot Top is 60. Carrot Top was featured in a sketch that I recently wrote.
Yes, you mentioned him the other day.
That's funny. I didn't know that his birthday was coming up. You know, we may be laughing at Carrot Top, whether it's with him or at him, but he is the last one laughing. Carrot Top is worth $70 million, everybody.
Oofta.
Yeah, yeah. Carrot Top has invested his money and done a very, like, you know, those props aren't cheap.
I really know nothing about this person. I'm looking at the pictures and his hair is very impressive.
He is such a throwback. Like, I don't know that those kind of comedians will ever have a place anymore. The Gallaghers, the prop comedians.
Oh, he's a Las Vegas comedian. Okay.
You don't see that anymore. Like, I'm a little surprised that, you see puppeteer comics or magician comics still. So much of that has gone away. I don't have any problem with it. When I was a little kid, the problem is, I think that your age range is so, you know, it's such a gray area. You're looking for young people, but people that are old enough that can actually understand your material and also come see your shows.
Right.
But it's also, you know, sometimes juvenile humor, and I don't know.
I like this question that pops up here. Is Carrot Top worth seeing? And the response, I agree with some of the other reviews and that I was hesitant to go to the show, but after seeing it, I am now a Carrot Top fan. He was our favorite show of the weekend. He interacts well with his audience and kept us laughing the whole time. Definitely worth checking out if you're in Vegas. It's a pretty good review.
Yeah, very good. And you don't get to Vegas. You don't get $70 million a career. He's in movies and stuff when we were kids. He's been around like 3 decades.
And he's ripped.
Yeah, he's gotten in shape in the recent years. Yeah. I would love to be able to ask him, as part of you're getting in shape, a response to some of the negativity he's gotten and everything? Because I've heard of that before, and I've seen that before in comedians. Dave Chappelle did this similarly. Where they just kind of get buffed out is whether they're thinking about it or not is almost a response to those things. Woo! Ric Flair is 76. 76 years old for the Nature Boy. And I'm going to be honest, I thought he was a lot older than that. Ric Flair has lived a hard life and lived it on the road as a wrestler. And there is good, there is bad about him, but you cannot talk about professional wrestling without mentioning the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo!
It's an interesting world.
Yeah, yeah. Karen Graysel is 83. Caroline Inglis on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, Ingalls. Caroline Ingalls.
Karen Ingalls, sorry. Ingalls.
Yeah, that's okay.
And boy, is this why he did it? People no longer with us. George Harrison, born in 1943, maybe on this day.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah. Was this maybe the smartest move by him, where we're just talking about him 2 days back to back and everything?
Probably.
The man was a genius, like a literal genius. So it wouldn't shock me if that was the case. Imagine being, you're in a band that's so talented that you are one of the better songwriters and guitar players of your era, and you can barely get on the album. Your songs can barely get on the album. That's how incredibly built the Beatles were. Mm-hmm. And incredible career. You can make an argument, while he hasn't done as much maybe as Paul McCartney, he's had just as successful, if not a more successful, solo career than Paul McCartney. Maybe I'm cheating a little bit with including, you know, the Traveling Wilburys, but George Harrison's like after career from the Beatles was probably the most healthy of all of them. Ringo up there, because Ringo really kind of got into acting a bit more and really took a real break from music. I don't know. It's wild to think of all four of them. And had we not had a coward take out John Lennon, I believe that we would have had a very similar thing with Lennon. All four of them, pretty good, not just good solo careers, but pretty good lives afterwards. It just doesn't happen very much when bands break up.
And for a band as huge as they were, I mean, the fame that they achieved was just unparalleled, I think.
Yeah, it's still to this day. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, and encourage you to stick around because we got more great show coming up for you. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning show right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about the price of eggs and how that has soared to new record highs over the past month. And some people are desperate for one egg, like they were once desperate for one single cigarette. Now, I don't know how much they do this here in rural towns or small towns or anything, but in bigger cities and bodegas and places like that, convenience stores oftentimes would sell Lucy's. That was like a single cigarette for a quarter or something like that.
I think the name is funny.
I always did, too. It's the only reason I really remember
Lucy's.
I was too little. I didn't smoke at the time or anything like that. But every once in a while, I would go down to the bodega and grab one or something like that for my dad or something along those lines. So I remember what they were called, and mainly because of the name, Lucy's. Well, now one place in New York City has applied that to eggs.
Oh, wow.
Pamela's Green Deli in the Bronx has started selling egg Lucy's. They say they're doing it because many locals can't afford a full carton of eggs. They're selling three loose eggs in a bag for $2.99. The owner says that that's better than paying at least $12 from one carton.
Wow.
Other places are doing it too, and the idea might spread. As far as we know, there's no legal issue with breaking up a carton of eggs for individual sale, at least as long as sellers are not jacking up the prices any further. This will not last. The companies will see. The story will carry. The companies will do whatever they can about it. It may go down. It may go on actually on a lower level, like a little grassroots, a little behind the scenes kind of thing. But as long as people are covering these stories, like, you know, CBS News covered this story, they're a pretty big company. Those egg companies are. I mean, you know, they're going to do what they got to do. They're not going to let this stand.
Yeah, but selling the cigarettes by, you know, one was also technically illegal.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, and they cracked down on that. Philip Morris cracked down on that one. They're going to get their pennies. They're going to get every cent they can out of you. And any business will do that. There are very few moral businesses out there.
But there are egg alternatives.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, there's a good chance that if people can't afford eggs, they're going to be buying something else. Well, guess what's going to happen to the price of eggs then? If the demand goes down, you know, I mean, there's a shortage right now, obviously, which is why the price is so high. But if people turn to other things, then the egg farmers are going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's it's an interesting situation. We don't run into these things that often, but with eggs or something, and what we're going through with this, with the bird flu and a number of those things going on right now, along with the kind of a combination of prices being already where they were, and then this, it adds on top of it.
Yeah. Well, and it's worth noting that, you know, the avian bird flu is not going anywhere. It's not going away. In fact, there were two people hospitalized with the bird flu already. So, and a rat has contracted it. So, I mean, this is something that we need to pay attention to. And it's worth mentioning to our representatives, like, hey, why aren't we hearing more about this? Why aren't we hearing more about why eggs are so high? And about the concerns of this becoming a pandemic. I mean, we need to press them about these things.
Well, we know one reason why. We don't have a Democrat in office. Let's be honest. Let's be real about this. And again, I am not affiliated with any party whatsoever. But if Biden was in office when this was going on, it would be his fault. And the fact that we don't have him in office, we have somebody else, it's not his fault. It's never his fault. He has never taken the accountability for anything, literally anything in his life, let alone as a president. And certainly not that he should take accountability for this, but just saying, knowing the way the media works and everything and how certain companies run their news networks and everything. If Biden was in office, this would be him and how he's the inflation and how high look at the price of eggs, for God's sake. Nobody be looking at reading the articles, just the headlines. But with this guy, they're so busy being like, he's going to buy Greenland or some craziness like that and everything.
Well,
and we're not talking about the real issues. We're not talking about real things that we really need to be doing something about.
Right. Which is why I'm saying, and my point is, we the people need to remind our representatives that these are the things we care about and that they need to be focusing on these things.
Yeah, just as long as those representatives aren't in his pocket too and just a mouthpiece.
It doesn't matter. I think if we keep up the voice, use our voice.
I agree.
Our only you know, response to this. You need to focus on the things we care about. You work for us.
Yeah, I chant this every chance I get. I'm just as also, you know, being understandable that I don't want to sound like I'm blaming him for this, though. I'm not blaming anybody for this. I'm just talking about the way that the narrative can be. This is something that is out of the hands of anybody. I mean, you know, things like this happen in society, in the animal kingdom. So it's one of those things that, you know, we're working around. I do like that you brought up the egg alternatives. That's a great angle on this one. And then a way to wrap that one up. I did want to touch on one other one. Where is that? Yeah, this one right here, Melissa. This is an interesting one. I just came across this morning. Believe it or not, it is almost March, and there is reason to be excited. March is National Sauce Month.
Really?
Yeah. And to celebrate, Instacart just released some data on America's favorite pasta sauces.
Okay.
They released lists of states that order the most and least pasta sauce. And Iowa leads the way as the most obsessed with pasta sauce. Iowa.
Interesting.
Didn't see that coming. Yeah.
All right.
And I Wisconsin is second, followed by West Virginia.
Huh.
I thought that was very interesting, and I have no rhyme or reason for this. I've spent half my life in this state, and I got no idea why sauce is that popular in this state, but I think it's kind of cool. I think it's interesting.
Well, and the fact that they're ordering it from Instacart, though.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us make our own sauces.
Mm.
I mean, maybe not tomato sauce.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of those available on the shelves. But I've actually been recently making my own sauces for pasta because, as longtime listeners know, I don't eat tomatoes or dairy very much. So I've been making different sauces out of combinations of vegetables, beans, tofu, and coconut milk or coconut cream.
Yeah. Good stuff. I'm thinking about the ingredients there and everything.
Hmm. It's interesting, actually. I have three sauces because, you know, it makes a big batch. I have it frozen in my freezer. I have three different sauces, and I was talking to my brother about this, and he's like, they sound like spring because one is green, one is like this dark, dark red because it's made with beets, and another one is kind of a nice yellow color.
Mm.
So I have spring sauces in my freezer.
Nice. California is dead last on this list. Idaho and Maine also don't buy much pasta sauce. They also broke it down by specific cities, and the places that order the most pasta sauce are Kansas City, Buffalo, Philly, Columbus, and Virginia Beach. The cities that order the least are mostly in California, San Fran, San Jose, Los Angeles, Oakland, and Miami all wrap up the top five.
Well, they have access to so many fresh ingredients all the time.
Yeah.
So I would say they're probably making their own sauces.
I agree, yeah. Not everything in the report was surprising. For example, one of America's favorite sauces is the least healthy one, Alfredo. Overall, though, marinara is number one. Yeah. Marinara.
Well, it would have to be.
Ah, I love the marinara. Easiest. God, I love marinara. Tomato basil, tomato garlic, a plain tomato sauce, pesto, tomato and cheese, meat sauce, vodka sauce, and mushroom sauce all wrap up the top 10.
Mushroom sauce, you cannot go wrong with that.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Even I know you don't like mushrooms, but it's such a complex flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you don't have to include the actual mushroom itself, like, you know, because it's a texture thing for you, right?
Right.
So, but adding like mushroom powder, or like a mushroom bouillon, if you can find it, two things really add such a complex flavor that is really delicious.
My nan would throw one of those, I don't know which one it was, I didn't get to see her doing it, but one of those type of things in her sauce every once in a while, and just to mess with me. I could never tell that there was mushrooms in it or anything, and I ended up loving it just as much as anything else. So I do have some evidence that I like mushrooms. You just have to trick me.
Well, it's that umami flavor, you know. I mean, you can add it with miso, but for us here, our natural native umami flavor would be mushrooms because that's what grows here.
What is your favorite sauce? Call up and let us know, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to join the conversation. And remember, we got these tickets to the Grace Players Play coming up. We're going to give them in your hands. How I Met Your Mummy coming up from the Grace Play. They'll be performing this Thursday.
Fantastic.
You want tickets, go ahead and give us a call, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Hope you're all having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Let's go ahead. Melissa and James here with you. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, James?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Oh, not bad. You were just talking sauce, but you forgot the best one. It's G-Love and the special sauce.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a great band. Oh, great shout. Great shout.
Oh, and I will suggest for anybody listening out there, try putting tartar sauce on a hamburger.
Yes, I back you with that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. I might have to try that. Thanks for that, man.
You guys do pontificate as you do.
Have a great morning, man. Have a great morning.
You know, tartar is an underappreciated sauce. I just want to point that out.
You're not alone on that one. My dad is a big fan, too.
It's great for French fries. I love it.
That is a good one. And a great call. Thank you, listeners. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Good stuff right there. This one right here, Melissa, is one that I feel like we have to talk about. The site Wallet Hub just went after Google for something. Is it getting harder to find stuff on Google? And is it on purpose?
Ooh.
So Wallet Hub goes after them, claiming that they're intentionally making their own product worse because they realized it's more profitable. If you find what you're looking for in 2 seconds, you don't spend time looking at ads. So the idea is that they're drawing the process out and forcing us to look at them. Over half of Google's revenue comes from those ads. Wallet Hub posted a bunch of data to support it. They say Google even did their own study back in 2020, and they found worse search results would, quote, not result in a significant loss of revenue. Normally, making your product worse wouldn't be a good for business, so it all hinges on the idea that Google has very little competition. Basically, even if their search function gets worse and worse, they're confident you'll still use them over Bing or, you know, Ask Jeeves. I don't even know if there's an Ask Jeeves anymore.
Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo, any of these other search engines, that they're that confident. And this tells you, like, that they've gotten too big.
Yep.
Anytime a company is that confident or that arrogant, they've gotten too big. Anytime a company forgets who made them, the people, going back to that, as it always does, then they need to be brought down a peg. They need to be brought down and need to be
reminded who they work for.
The thing about this is, though, this is Wallet Hub is very good. We use Wallet Hub for many surveys and different things. They're a reputable source, and they did their homework on this. Even with all that and all the time and effort they put into it, there's not evidence of this. There's no smoking gun of this. And I'm hesitant in this day and age to go too far out there and say, well, they're definitely doing this, when we don't have actual proof of it. We don't have a whistleblower from inside the company or something along those lines to tell us, yes, they are definitely guilty of this. As a society, we've gotten away from the whole "you're guilty until proven innocent" thing. I don't know. I have a hard time doing that. I don't like conglomerates anybody more than anybody else. I would love to talk about the movie industry and talk about movie theaters and the monopolies that they have and how much that has infected movie going experience and movies in general and all of that. This isn't that different what Google has done. They have cornered the market on searching.
Yeah. But we could also look at antidotal. Where's big brain when I need him, Seth?
Yeah, you got no help from me on that one.
Our own experience. And me personally, I mean, sometimes I do have to scroll down 3 pages to find what I'm looking for, or 4 pages on Google, which I didn't have to do before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I almost used the H word, but it seems a little strong. I very strongly dislike the AI summary that pops up at the top of my Google searches every time. I don't like it. I scroll right past it because I don't want to read that. I want to look for my own search results.
I have 2 Gmails. I have one for my acting and personal life, and I have one for here at Civic Media. And the one at Civic Media, I accidentally clicked on something, and now that AI thing comes up in my emails all the time and everything.
Ooh.
Go away. Like, I would love to be able to, like, this is the thing. When you go away from, okay, I'm not going to use Apple anymore, or I'm going to use Google. Okay, well, you're just trading one lesser evil for the other. None of these companies necessarily are like you could feel great about sponsoring or where, carrying them around with you everywhere you go. Right. It just seems like you're trading one problem for another with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really difficult to get, it's hard to get away from. Because it's so enmeshed in the way that we function and the way we live in society now. But as much as possible, I try to just scroll right past it.
Yeah.
Because, if you spend any time on it, they count that. They track it.
Yeah, I do that a lot. It doesn't help that much. If I can, I do stuff in incognito. I try my best to get around these things. But I'm with you. I mean, there's not much. There's only so much you can do at the end of the day, too, because we all need to use these search engines.
Yep. But I mean, it is also something worth saying to those that represent us in government, because the more we say and the more we speak up to them, the more they remember who they work for.
And know what the actual problems are. Because if they're taking the problems in America are this, and they're coming from the top, they don't understand the problems that we have. They live in bubbles. They have a much more comfortable and not check-to-check type of life than the rest of us do.
Mm-hmm.
So by hearing from people, their constituents, which any good representative wants, if they're not a puppet, basically, if they're not,
And they've been holding listening sessions and people have been showing up, and that matters.
It does matter. It goes a long way. And it's also one of those things that is, you're in your power, everybody. You can do this anytime you want. Just use your search engine to look up your local. Oh, darn it. Dang it. Oh, man, I walked right into that one. I did want to mention something important to us around here. And we're going to be talking about this a little bit more today at 4:30 when we are joined by the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Ashley is going to be joining us talk about this and other great things going on over at the Family Center and the important work they're doing. Chefs for Change is coming up February 27th. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And this amazing event is going to feature appetizers, appetizer competition between local culinary talents, a delicious plated dinner highlighting locally sourced ingredients and signature cocktails, an amazing silent auction. And I cannot stress how amazing this silent auction is, everybody.
Wow.
The community came out in big time for this auction. The excitement begins at 5. Going to have a cocktail hour. You can ease in, do some mingling, talking about and everything.
Networking.
Yeah. The dinner and program begin at 6. All of this taking place at Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa. Wonderful place to hold an event, and wonderful people over there at the Nakusa Community Center. Tickets for Chefs for Change can be purchased at FamilyCTR.org, FamilyCTR.org, or you can give them a call, 715-421-1511, 421-1511. As always, we'd like to remind you that the Family Center has your back. If you are in need, please reach out to them or let somebody know that you know that is in need. 715-421-1511. That number is available 24/7 for you, and somebody will be there to help. This is an amazing event. Joel Goodness is going to be your MC. You can't go with that.
No, it's going to be a fun night.
All these things going on, and while this is happening and you are experiencing a wonderful night, a great event, getting out of the house, having some fun, you're going to be seeing some of our local community leaders, some of the most influential people in this area, and knowing all throughout all of this, we are making a better future for our kids. We are making a better world for our kids, for our people in general right now. This is where we stand now. We are on the right side of history with this. We ask that you are also join us on this one.
Mm-hmm. And help build up your community, because that's what this will do.
FamilyCTR.org. Go check it out. And I cannot stress this enough. While it is very important and they don't have a lot of fundraiser opportunities, domestic violence shelters funding has been cut across the whole country. This is going to be a really fun event too, everybody. Don't let me get too serious on you. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have a lot of good time. You got Joel hosting it. It's going to be good.
He's a great MC.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Find out more at FamilyCTR.org. And stick around, Melissa, and I'll be back with more show coming up right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.